Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
You found the place for up close and personal interviews with your favorite country stars. This is In the Country, hosted by Dave Wood. Stay tuned for great stories and great music. Now live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to the show.
Country artist Jamie Nix joins me on the show today to talk about his music career and the debut album he's working on at the moment. I've got some great songs of his that he performed at the 2010 Olympics, and I'll share those with you on the show. Stay tuned for those. My pleasure now to welcome to In the Country, Jamie Nix. Hey, Jamie.
How's it going today, Dave?
Hey, it's going terrific here in Ontario. How are things out in BC tonight?
Well, it's definitely cold up here. We got snow. So I hear you don't have any snow out there, so I don't know how Santa's going to land his sleigh.
It's pretty green right now in my area anyway.
Yeah, so... it's been chilly here, that's for sure. We got to plug our cars in now, so I know a lot of folks down in the States don't understand that concept of plugging in your vehicle, but yes, we do it up here in Canada, especially in the far north.
Yeah, Nashville rarely gets cold from what I understand and rarely gets snow, although I guess last year it got a bit of snow.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different, that's for sure, but nice to be here for now, and can't wait to get back down there and finish recording this album that we've been working on for quite some time now, and it's been in the works, I think, ever since I was a kid, but hopefully we can get some studio tracks down and get it out there so everybody can
listen
to the story.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to hearing the finished product. Take us back, Jamie, to when you were that kid and getting your first guitar, I understand, at age six. That must have started something good happening.
Well, initially it was, I kind of grew up in a family. My family has a pretty musical background. My grandfather used to tour around with a band he started called the Country Playboys. Back in the day when a pack of cigarettes was a quarter, he bought a guitar for himself, and I've been lucky enough to inherit that one, and I guess that guitar costed over $500, and there's some interesting stories behind that guitar. There was a lawsuit years back with I believe it was Martin. There was some copyright infringements, and one of the guitars that company built was, in fact, the one my grandfather had given me, and it's actually a real collector's item now because that company ended up burning down. The factory was in Japan, and it's quite a family heirloom, and, you know, my mom there,
wow.
she used to tour around down through the Okanagan in the province of BC as well, playing with some bands better known as Applejack, and so I really kind of grew up around a country home where all I ever heard on the radio was country music, and I don't think we were allowed to play anything but country music. So other than that, it was kind of tough growing up as a hockey player. I remember, you know, everybody would be listening to AC/DC or Metallica in the dressing room, and,
yep,
you know, I'd bring one of my Garth Brooks or George Strait CDs to pound or to blast in the dressing room, and I didn't get too many fans that way, that's for sure. But it definitely
so cool.
Ready for the game.
Yeah, I was in a similar situation growing up at home. My dad had Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and played those records, and I got into Alabama and Restless Heart and Garth Brooks, of course,
oh, yeah,
all the 80s, 90s, I mean, just
Johnny
from there
Lee
on. And who's that?
Johnny Lee.
Johnny Lee, oh yeah, looking for
love. I remember hearing a lot too on the radio and at the house there.
Yeah.
So, of course,
well,
Reba
Lee Greenwood. Yeah, the list. Yeah, there's so many great country artists. Now, I want to know, in your case, Jamie, can you recall when you first sort of delivered that performance that you realized, and the people around you realized, you really could sing?
Well, you know what's kind of funny is I think in my heart I always kind of knew this is what I wanted to do, even when I was playing hockey. But you know, being a youngster and you know, being, I guess, subject to peer pressure, it's kind of a hard thing to be open and say, you know, I love country music, and the fact is I do. But
yeah.
I remember entering a few talent shows and singing competitions and being successful at them, and it was kind of neat when I got that first, I think it was $50 I won, I was like, well, that was neat.
Nice.
One song, and I put $50 in my pocket, and I think
wow.
It was at that time I figured, well, I knew there was possibly something there. I mean, my friends and family had all said, hey, you know, you should probably take this a little more serious, and I still never did. I kind of was not really on the fence. I just didn't really think I was that good at all, and to this day I think maybe that's what keeps me sharp, is you know the longing to want to do to achieve excellence. And I think that's an unobtainable goal for any artist. I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate. When you're playing and writing, it's very hard to get it that exact way you want it. It's definitely a process, and I enjoy doing it now, for sure.
And if you were to get to that point where you thought you knew it all and everything you did, everything you touched turned to gold, that would obviously, things would start to go wrong. You need to keep that hunger that you can do better.
I agree. I think that is the key right there, is having that flame and that desire to keep going forward and to keep honing in on your art and refining it to the best. I mean, you look at George Strait and, you know, guys like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band that I was lucky enough to open for not long ago. I mean, they've been doing it forever and still, you know, still just amazing. Amazing how you could achieve so much in you know, I shouldn't say a long period of time. In the grand scheme of things, it's a short period, but to remain, you know, dedicated and I think it's amazing, absolutely amazing. So
yeah, the kind of longevity as a George Strait has to go so long, and it's pretty rare, because there are, as you know, there's a lot of artists who come along and have a good 5-year period if they're lucky, or 10-year. But
yeah, I mean,
someone like George Strait, he's never gone away.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I like to call him the Wayne Gretzky of country music. I don't know, and I can relate to it. I've done a lot of research and read up on a lot of artists, and I remember reading something a while back when he was a youngster. I think he was 19. You know, he made the choice of getting into the country music, and all he ever thought about, and I kind of relate to this. I'm like, you know, wouldn't it be something just to have that one hit? And it's funny now that
right.
he reflects back. You know, he's got, what is it, 57 number one hits now overall? I mean, wow, what a feat. How many people even have 57 songs?
Yeah, exactly.
But 57 to go number one is just, wow, that's
incredible.
That is a mind bender for me. And, you know, I'm still at the phase where, you know, wouldn't it be great to get one?
Yeah.
So we're working on that, and hopefully we can we can move forward over the next year and get that first album out there too. So
pretty exciting. We'll come back and talk about the album and also some other stuff going on, including Peace Fest, which was this past summer. And I want to ask you what country music means to you. Get a few words or sentences on just what it represents. But let's share your music now. The first song is called Baby, I Love You, and it's a live performance we're going to hear from the 2010 Olympics. So maybe you can talk about the song and also a bit about the Olympics and your performance there, Jamie.
Well, it was the song, it was kind of funny how it came together. Like, I think all of my music, it just comes from the heart, whether it's emotional trying time or an exciting time. I find once you start writing, the song writes itself. If I like to say, if I'm listening, because I don't really think I'm writing a lot of the music, which is kind of a bizarre thought. But that particular song I wrote, and being able to perform it and help support the celebrations was really good time, and I definitely will remember that for a long time to come. And I'm pretty grateful for the friends that helped me do that. There was Bruce Craig, who was there, and Lyle Mrazek, who came and played on the bass, and Mark Riswald, who helped me out with the drums there. So they definitely put a lot of time into helping me develop the songs too, and I learned a lot from them. So, you know, they're definitely pretty good guys, and I really appreciate all their help for sure.
Well, that's great. Let's share the song now. This is Jamie Nicks, and the song is Baby, I Love You, here on In the Country. And actually, are you still there, Jamie?
You bet.
Okay, cool. I had a temporary glitch, but we're all set to go. Once again, this is Jamie Nicks on In the Country.
Thank you.
BC country artist Jamie Nicks and a live performance at the 2010 Olympics of the song "Baby, I Love You." We should take a moment, Jamie, and send a special hello out to Charlie, who connected us on the show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt, I'd say she's probably my number one fan, Zoe. And she actually was pretty neat. She entered a contest, so I just want to actually say thank you very much, Charlie, and you're definitely, I would say, country music's number one fan, not just mine. So she does so much support for a lot of artists, and I know everybody out there is probably extremely appreciative for her. She won a contest that I put on for to come with me, the CCMA Awards this year in Edmonton, and we had a blast. And right now, currently, I'm working on a song that she's been sending me some lyrics, and I've been putting melodies to it. So that's my way of saying thank you to Charlie. So hopefully we can get a demo done, and I hope she likes it.
We look forward to hearing that. Way to go, Charlie. And I know she's tuned in, so a big hello to her. Let's talk about Peace Fest that happened this past summer, a benefit music festival that you put together, Jamie, and you also performed at. And was to help out a performing arts center in Dawson Creek, B.C.
Yeah, there was quite a few people involved. Again, I mentioned Bert Goulet from Solar Peace Productions. I think he was one of the main organizers of it. We also had the people we were raising money for was KPAC, which is the Kiwanis Performing Arts Center. And what we had done is I thought it'd be a good idea. I played at the Peace Fest the year before, and I thought it'd be a good idea to have a reason not only just for music, but you know, let's do something for the community. And we raised a little bit of money for the Peace Fest, and we actually had raffle draw for a brand new car, and they got to either pick a truck or a car or $25,000 cash. And the fellow that won it was pretty nice. He actually he chose the car, which helped support not only local business at Brown Chevrolet here in town, but he actually donated a bunch of money too. So that was kind of generous of him to help out with that. And you know, it I guess the new art center should be opening up here next year, and it was successful for sure. And I don't know if we'll be having it again, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we really need performing arts centers in our communities, because I mean, the arts really adds a lot for young people to get involved with, and just for a community to have that.
Absolutely. And initially what I wanted to do, my initial idea was to, I wanted to start a charity or find the youth in town here and raise the money. And I wanted to call the charity called Music for Kids, where underprivileged people that, you know, may struggle with financial situations, there would be a place where, or resources where they could go, and if a youngster is motivated enough to want to learn how to play that guitar, you know, I'd personally like to sit down with them and hear what motivates them, and if you know, if he's really into it, definitely, here's a guitar there, Sonny, and get at her.
Yep. Now, with all the stuff you've done, it's no surprise this year at the British Columbia Country Music Association Awards, the BCCMAs, you were nominated for the Humanitarian Award. Way to go.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We
gotta be modest, I know.
I say we a lot, because there's so many people that have helped me, and that's just the facts. It seems like I've got about 40 people on my shoulders all the time, trying to, you know, help me, and you know, my girlfriend, of course, Lena, and my business partner Anthony Reeve, and you know, we work with my company 3DIT. We work with about 150 youth groups and nonprofit organizations and charity groups, and we promote all their events on our digital billboards. And we've been lucky enough to we're in the middle of a big expansion through the Okanagan now with another company called WICAD. So it's been pretty lucky, and you know, I really don't know if humanitarian would be the right word, because I'm not overseas, you know, helping where the real problem lies, and there's so many other people out there that need help, and you know, sometimes I can't sleep at night because, you know, it's just kind of bothering. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. Let's talk about, as I mentioned earlier, country music and what it means to you. What is it about this great form of music that really attracts you and that you enjoy?
Well, you know, I've always thought this, and you know, I'm a sucker for the slow, sappy country tune with that steel guitar, and I'll tell you the reason. It's the truth. To me, that's where truth is in country music. You know, it really speaks to my heart, and I can feel it the most. And that's the one thing I tell a lot of people, you know, they're like, where did you learn to play the guitar? And I say, I don't know how to play the guitar. I feel it. So,
great answer.
That's kind of how it is for me. It's my, it's always been, you know, and, there's been a number of artists that have said this, and I kind of stick by it too. Is country music is three chords and the truth, and I think as long as a person can keep to those three chords and the truth, I think he'll have success like George Strait has, and you know, so many other talented artists. I've always liked, especially you know, Keith Urban's. You know, there's just so much good music out there, and you know.
Yeah, there is.
Absolutely. So that
now,
country music to me, that's what it is. It's the truth. And it's thank God we have it. If we didn't, I would have probably invented it.
I like that. That's great. We sure do need it. And we're going to turn to another song of yours in just a moment, Jamie. I wanted to ask you before we do, does anyone come to mind as far as a duet partner, if I ask you as I'm asking you, could you choose from all the female artists out there or even a male duet? Does somebody come to mind you'd love to record a duet with?
Well, you know, there's quite a few amazing female artists, but I have to say, you know, there's a local girl here that's just went to back down to Nashville, Heidi Ray. She's a pretty good singer too. There's I would like to, like here in Canada, there's so many amazing Canadian artists. Like I listened to Crystal Shawanda, and she's incredible. But you know, one girl as far as a duet, I would say I seen Martina McBride this summer for the first time, and oh my gosh,
nice.
That lady can sing. And I remember walking away from the concert thinking, oh, I got some work to do. And that was the truth. I had kind of tears in my eyes just because it was such a beautiful sound, and just her band was incredible. It was so amazing. I was so grateful to have had the opportunity to get to go see her at the Calgary Stampede, and you know, I would definitely recommend anybody to go see her. She is incredible. So
that's great. Well, we're going to play the next song of yours here, and then we're going to come back and talk some more, Jamie.
Okay.
The song is Give Me One More Chance, and again, this was recorded live at the 2010 Olympics, and it's Jamie Nicks here on In the Country.
To us, in awe
British Columbia country artist Jamie Nicks in a live performance of Give Me One More Chance. Can you tell us a bit about the writing behind that song?
Well, that was an interesting moment in life. absolutely. I guess life is filled with ups and downs, and that was one of those moments where it was a down, but it turned around, and
nice.
I guess with every negative thing can come a positive thing, and that's what I've tried to do with all my music, is try to create a balance in my life with it, and I'm still struggling at it, but I'm working at it, so.
Terrific. Now, I was interested to read, you've had a song of yours was chosen to be in a documentary movie about Tammy Ellis. Do you want to give us a bit of background on that?
Yeah, that was quite an interesting thing, too. I actually entered a song competition. This was a couple years back, and unfortunately, the events around it were pretty traumatic, I know, for the family and her friends. But I've seen a need there, and I thought I might be able to help. So I wrote a song to help help their family, and it was a contest. There was another young lady that entered it as well, and we both got to go down to Cranbrook and perform our song for all their family at her wake that she had. It was the circumstances around it were kind of troubling. It was a domestic violence case where she ended up getting murdered by her significant other, and yeah, it's kind of a troubling thing there, I guess, but They had a big story on W5 about it, and I guess my song and the other lady's song got picked, and it was I guess it was a positive thing that came from a negative thing again, but at the same time it was more geared towards helping the family, and it was really nice because, you know, after I was done playing my original song, I stuck around and played all the way through the night, and had a few beers with them, and some tears turned to laughs. So it was a good healing process, I think, for everybody. And that, to me, is what music is about.
Yeah, there's so much healing to be found in music. People turn to songs, specific songs that are out there, whether it's something like Garth Brooks' The Dance or even The River.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's endless songs from country music especially
that
we find comfort in.
Yeah, and I think that's the word is it's a comforting sound, and the healing is, I can't stress enough, I think that's what's got me here today is country music, if to be honest, because you know, in life we face lots of trials and ups and downs, and I think having an outlet such as music, and that's why I really want to get that charity for Music for Kids, because having an outlet for music, and I think is an extreme treasure that if anybody decides to pick up that guitar, they'll find they'll get a pretty good relationship, but it might start talking back to them, so be careful. Yeah.
Now let's talk about the new album that we're all excited about, and I know you're very excited about as you're putting it together. Now, I understand you were telling me before we went on the air that you've got about 50 odd songs. They're not odd songs, but 50 odd songs that you've got to whittle down to about 10 or 12 to put on the album. Songs that you've written yourself.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I've got 52 songs wrote, and probably 8 feet of paper with lyrics that I haven't even looked at yet, just rhymes and feelings that I've had over the course of a few years. And, you know, it's so hard, and I say giving up my kids because that's what it feels like, you know, when I'm trying to pick the songs. I really believe that I'm going to use all of them at some point because
right.
They all really mean something to me. It's so tough to pick 12, you know. So I think I'll have to make a couple more albums because I don't think I'll be able to let them go. I'm going to have to keep going at them and getting them to the point where hopefully somebody else might enjoy them too. So.
And what kind of songs or style of songs or ballads, up-tempos can we expect on the album?
Well, we've got, I kind of wanted to be diversified a little bit. I wanted there to be a flavor for everybody. I didn't want to just be, you know, one type or style. I kind of wanted to mix it up a bit, have a couple good dancing tunes, you know, a couple good slow songs that, you know, could be maybe played at someone's wedding. That would be something. Or, you know, if someone's having a hard day or has something traumatic happen, they might hear something in some of those words or that song that that will help them through that. And that's really kind of what I'm trying to gear the album towards, is really trying to reach out and touch as many people as possible.
Nice. I'm speaking with Jamie Nix on the line with us from BC. He also divides some of his time between there and Nashville. In our remaining moments here, Jamie, before we wrap things up, I wanted to ask you, is there a country performer out there that you would love to meet? And who is it, and what question would you want to ask them, something to learn from them or to know about them?
Well, I've been really lucky. Even in the last month, I got to play open for another BC artist here, Aaron Prichett, who's doing really good. I got to play and open for Doc Walker, who in Canada is an amazing band. They're just a really good bunch of guys. And believe it or not, I got to open for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Now, that was pretty cool. So
not
I
bad.
Think all in all, if I got to pick one artist that I would like to, I don't know if it'd be country, but I'd like to sit down with John Lennon maybe, but we won't.
Sure.
As far as a country artist, I would really like to either meet George Strait or Keith Urban for sure, because I think those two have been through a lot over the course of not just their music career, but I think life in general. I know that those would be the people I would like to meet and have a few questions with. So, absolutely.
Probably a lot they could, a lot of things they could offer.
Yeah, I think I could learn a lot from them, and that's something that I definitely took in opening for the artists I mentioned earlier, was the was what I learned even from Aaron Prichett and learning from Doc Walker and the Nitty Gritty. It was pretty immense, but would be nice to talk for a few hours with the artists I mentioned.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, Jamie, it's been a real pleasure connecting with you. Again, a big thank you to Charlie for putting us in touch, and it's been great to share the songs and to hear more about your music.
Yeah, I really appreciate your help, and I hope everybody liked my music, and you can expect to hear a little bit more in the future. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Awesome. And we'll let our listeners know they can head to jamienix.com. They can also find you on Facebook, and they can find you on the Internet and other places, and be sure to search you out and let you know that they're enjoying your music, for sure. Once again, my guest today is Jamie Nix. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone.